We're not talking about happiness here. I think I was kidding myself when I said to you before that I reckon I've been as happy at every stage of my life, that my happiness in my life would be a straight line. But then I realised, no, there's the odd bump there.
Yeah.
But Australians tend to be satisfied with life despite experiencing highs and lows stemming from common transitions across the life course, according to a study released today by the Australian Institute of Family Studies. Have you read it?
Yes, but I have a question for you. How happy were you on grand final day in 2012?
I was distinctly unhappy.
Mm.
Right, but you get over it. Right. It's really interesting. They did a study some time ago and asking people to – it was a study of optimism. And they asked people to mark with a pen, you know, green or red, as to what their future was going to be like. And invariably, human beings mark their future as being full of green events, happy events.
Yeah.
Then they asked them to go back and use the red and green pen to put dots on their life to date. And it was a mixture of red and green. That people had their ups and downs, notwithstanding that evidence showed them that their life would be full of ups and downs. People looking forward thought it would all be ups.
Well, I used to say to my wife on New Year's Eve every year,
yeah,
that has been the best year of our life.
Right, okay.
Every year.
You said that at midnight
on New Year's Eve.
Every year. Professor David DeVoe, senior researcher at the Australian Institute of Family Studies, joins us. Professor, good morning, dear. I really find it very interesting, the seven stages of life, the seven transition stages in life, leaving the parental home, partnering, birth of a child, separation, empty nest, retirement and widowhood are interesting. There's one that I think is missing there, and you will explain to me why it's not there. Death of a parent.
That's a good question. I'm not sure that we actually had information about that in the survey. So that's probably the reason, but I'm sure that for many people, well, depending on when that occurs, it's a pretty unhappy event. But again, as with many of the other events like separation and widowhood, people do get over it in time, and that's, I think, one of the messages of this study.
Does it tell us where, of those seven stages, or maybe measured either in those stages or in decades, as to when we're likely to be happiest?
Yeah, basically, as you get older, from probably about the mid-50s onwards, the happiness index really starts to increase both steadily and quite sharply, and until about when you're in your mid-60s, early 70s, and then it remains pretty high, in fact, the highest in your life, until perhaps, you know, mid-80s when health and other things have intervened a little bit. But later life is, in a sense, the best time in terms of life satisfaction that we observed in the study.
Do people know that they're unhappy, or do they only know that they're unhappy in retrospect?
Well, I think and I'm probably using it a bit glib, people aren't actually unhappy. I think the point you were making before about people pretty optimistic, and on this in the study, most people were pretty happy. It's just a matter of at some stages they're a bit happier than at other times. Do people know they're unhappy? Sometimes you're really aware of it when you're stressed, when things are not going right. But on the whole, as I say, people are much more aware of how well they're doing than how badly they're doing.
Well, it must be relevant, surely, geographically. That is, where you are. There wouldn't be too many happy people at the moment in Syria, would there?
No, indeed. Although it's really interesting, and although this study doesn't pick up on it, that you get in many cultures that are poor and many underdeveloped countries where we would say, look, this is just dreadful. Everything's gone wrong. People are dying. It's remarkable how resilient people are and how sunny, in fact, some people can be. So it's not always linked with affluence.
Professor, you've kick-started our conversation this morning. Go back and find out why death of a parent's not in the seven transition stages of life, and we thank you for your time this morning.